Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. I have Alex here with me from Alice Springs. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks. So when did you start working here in Alice Springs?
So I started in Alice Springs, I think, in March of 2013.
All right, so about 5 years?
Yeah, about five and a half years.
Did you know much about Alice Springs before you came over?
It was in the Northern Territory. That's about it. Knew nothing.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, small in Perth.
So came here with sort of little expectations?
Or no expectations? I kind of didn't know what to expect. Like, I knew it would be a remote town. I've been to a lot of small towns in WA, so I was kind of
plenty of them in WA.
Yeah, so I was kind of expecting, you know, just a little country town of a couple of thousand people. That's probably, yeah.
You would have been pleasantly surprised then.
Yeah, it was good. Like, when I first got here, I was really surprised at, you know, at how big the place was.
And how what is the population now, roughly?
I think it's around 25,000-ish.
Yeah, so that's a big small town.
Yeah. So it's a regional centre. So it's got, you know, sort of everything that for the towns around it. Everyone comes to Alice for all their stuff. So it's actually a decent little mini hub in the centre of Australia.
We've got something that Geraldton doesn't have. That's a Kmart.
Okay. I was going to say, because it's not water.
No, Geraldton's got water. Yeah. But you've got some lovely rocks and lovely scenery.
Yep.
And hills. And have you been out? Have you been out there and gone camping and stuff like that?
Yep. So you're saying, like, I suppose one of the expectations I had, which I was pleasantly surprised about, was you kind of think red centre, you think Ayers Rocks, so it's all flat, red, nothing there. But you get out here and it's all green and there's big mountain ranges either side of the town. And my wife and I go camping all the time. So there's lots of water holes. Uluru's 4 hours away. So that's kind of the go-to tourist thing when people come out to visit us. They all go Uluru, Katajuda, and do that sort of loop up and down the west McDonald Ranges.
Yeah, beautiful. With all the hills, there's always a good view from somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the Mount Gillon climb's a staple for a lot of people, I think, as well. It sort of overlooks the town and the ranges around here.
So have you bought yourself a place here, or are you renting? Or
We actually bought two now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we bought a little unit when we first got here, just because, yeah, rents can be a little bit expensive. And then we kind of decided we needed to have more space, and we're staying here for a little bit longer. So we, like last year, bought ourselves a bigger house, a property, and yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. So you're saying rent is a little bit on the dearer side? So is it more viable to buy here? Or is
it can be. So, I mean, it's nothing compared to, you know, Perth or Sydney or anything like that. But, you know, we're looking at sort of about $500 a week for a, you know, a sort of two-bedroom, one-bathroom sort of place.
Yep.
So, and it was as sort of cheaper to buy than it was to rent. So, and we were lucky we had the ability to do that at the time. So, yeah, went ahead and did that.
One good thing, I guess, that helps out with it here in the remote location of Alice Springs, you get a remote living allowance.
Yeah.
That helps a little bit, does it?
Makes a difference. I think it's $11,000 a year. So that, you know, it's a nice little bit of extra cash.
Yeah, it helps out with the rent and the sort of the groceries that are a little bit more.
Yeah. And you get tax time comes around, you get remote location little tax cuts and things, which is a little bit more cash in your pocket, which is always nice.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So have any mates come and made the trek over to the Northern Territory?
Had a look? I've had a couple of friends have done a road trip with me up here, and had family come to visit a couple of times, and, you know, parents come out, and friends and that sort of stuff. So it's been good.
What are some of the places that you're taking them to?
I said Uluru and Katajuda, which is the Olgas, it's also called. It's the staple sort of when you do and you head out along the West Max, there's lots of water holes and Stanley Chasm, Simpsons Gap. They're all the little places out towards Uluru, and you can do that in a couple of days. So that's sort of become the staple. People come out and visit, and we do that little loop to show them all the tourist traps.
Yeah, nice. So with these talks, we've been touching on the positive things about living in these remote locations, but also the challenges that you face. So what kind of challenges did you sort of see maybe early days that maybe you've overcome, or that you would tell people before they came out to Alice?
I mean, the biggest challenge is probably just the isolation. So, I mean, for us, if we want to go home, it's an $800 on sale, $800 to get back to Perth,
really got to keep an eye on those sales.
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. And, the cost of getting out of Alice is probably the hardest thing about living in Alice. So if you want to go on holidays, you've got to budget an extra, $1,000 each to do it. Or you can get, good sales, you can get out here relatively cheap too. But if you want to get out regularly, it can be a bit expensive. Or you can drive the 16 hours down to Adelaide or 17 to Darwin, I think.
Have you done the Adelaide drive yet?
I have. I've done a couple of times. Actually, did a road trip down to Tassie with one of my mates a couple of years ago. So it's a pretty boring drive. So it's got a long and flat.
But you can't do that drive if you're not from Alice.
That's true.
So that's something. True. Yeah. It's something for you guys out there tonight.
And if you head north, you've got Katherine and Litchfield Park and all that sort of stuff. That's all.
Alice, is it underrated or overrated?
I reckon it's underrated.